compliments of Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. You can find them in West Plains off Worley Drive, also Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home, Arkansas. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Man, I'm telling you, they've got all kinds of goodies. And the inventory of batteries they have, second to none. And I'm talking batteries for your, car, truck, SUV, your tractor, your golf cart, your boat, your lawnmowers. They got batteries. I mean, tons of them. Check them out. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Time to cruise on down to Gamalia, Arkansas, to the Bayou Resort and get our weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report with Gary Faraci. How we doing, man?
Good morning, Gary. How are you? It's really actually nice out. It's really nice out. A Thursday morning.
Not bad. I kind of like last week's weather better. But
we're sitting at 70 degrees here, and it's very nice out. I mean, if it was like this at noon, I'd be fine with it too.
Oh boy, yeah. Well, you know what? I've got news for you. Next week, you might just be able to be doing that. Okay.
So, isn't that beautiful?
Oh yeah, big 3-day weekend is coming up. Labor Day weekend. And I'm assuming you're probably all full booked up, aren't you?
We are completely full. Last big hurrah for a lot of people, it's going to be busy.
Yep. Skinny dipping at the pool at the Bayou Resort.
Yeah. It's going to be the following weekend. So weekend we need to all get together.
Yes.
When it slows down, we have time, we could sit by the pool and have a few margaritas.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. Well, what are you hearing?
After summer party.
Yeah, that's right. So what are you hearing from all the fisher people?
Well, with the weather being what it's been this past week, a couple of the guides have done pretty good. They haven't been catching the numbers they were, but I've seen some of their fish, and they've done very well.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, it's been a struggle just for the locals. The people I've talked to, hottest thing this past week's been the bluegill and catfish.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you know what? Tell you what. Those big old brim bluegill, they're mighty tasty.
Oh my gosh, they're good. And they've been on fire lately.
Yeah. I mean, get you some crickets and, or itty bitty minnows, or maybe even a big old sloppy night crawler, but, they're really when it gets hot, the hotter it is, the more aggressive they become. They're kind of like catfish, catfish.
Yeah.
And brim is pretty much, pretty active right now. But the what do you hear? The bass, that's kind of slowed down, hasn't it?
The bass has slowed down. Guys are throwing a little bit of everything, trying to get it figured out. I've had everything from 10-inch plastic worms to crankbait to spinnerbait. I've talked to guys, have tried everything. And they've caught a few, but nothing, They're chasing them, and it's been hard to find.
Yeah, yeah. But, it's not going to be long. We're going to slide into September. I mean, we're sideways right now, leaving black marks heading into September. But, October, November, man, it really, really, really gets good. But I think, still, the morning and the evening, you're going to have a little bit of luck. And, I've been hearing the guys that, they're throwing single spin, they're throwing some jerk baits. They're just, some are still throwing some plastic, some Texas rigs and gitsits.
Yep, absolutely. And it's only going to get better. This is the last Thursday of August. We got a big weather cool down coming this week and into next week. I think it's going to be the start of our fall weather. And with that, the lake temperature is going to cool some. The lake's in great shape. 555.44 was this morning. That is excellent shape for this time of year. So, I think it's going to be a great fall. It's just going to get better and better as that water temperature cools.
Yeah, there is no doubt.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be a good fall. for fishing. And the white bass have already started to hit a little bit. People were telling me they had caught them early one morning surfacing. So I think that's gonna roll in here when we get into the middle of September, towards the end of September with the cooler weather.
Yeah, find your bait fish. Find those balls of bait fish.
Yeah, it's around the corner.
It's not that far. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more, or maybe they just want a little time away from reality and hang out at Bayou Resort, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, drop us a line, leave a comment on there, take a look at some of the big fish people have caught. And as always, our website, thebayouresort.com.
Yep, and we're going to officially, you know, any sightings of mermaids.
You know what? It was so hot.
Yeah.
It was so hot this past week. I think they all went deep.
Yeah, I do, too. But it won't be long. They'll be surfacing. That's for sure.
Yeah, they weren't even interested in the cheetahs this week.
Yeah, well, we'll have to find a different bait, but maybe go snorkeling for them or something, you know.
I think when it cools down this week, I'm gonna go down there with a couple bags of Cheetos and lay a trail down there.
There you go. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, my man, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, have a safe Labor Day, and we'll catch you next week.
Right on. Gary Faraci with the weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report on the Mountain of Rock, Q94. Stay with me. Got a weather forecast. Come.